Okay, so I have good news and bad news. The bad news first. The bad news is that you have limiting beliefs about money. Lots of them. I do too. Actually, we all do. Even Oprah has limiting beliefs about money because she's human. So let's talk about the good news, shall we? The good news is that removing limiting beliefs about money can actually be super simple and easy. So in this video, we're going to talk about the three most common ways that people get it wrong when it comes to wanting to remove limiting beliefs about money, and why the simple and easy approach is actually also a lot more effective. For regular tips on all things money and mindset, so that you can build an aligned and abundant business and never worry about money again, be sure to hit the subscribe button and click the notification bell. Like everyone, I've had and still have my fair share of limiting beliefs about money. We all have them. The thing is, are they getting in the way of us having the life and the abundance and the amount of money that we want or not? So, like most people, also when I first realized that it was my own negative thinking that was the biggest obstacle to me having all that abundance and joy and success that I wanted, I got worried, like really worried. And so I started to really dedicate myself to doing all I could to clearing those limiting beliefs and removing those money blocks and those obstacles. I became totally obsessed, to be honest, with doing my mindset work. I was doing affirmations, making vision boards, I would journal, I would visualize, I did everything. I was a total mindset junkie, and I went to every seminar I could possibly go to and read every book I could read. But I soon figured out that the harder I tried, the more difficult it seemed to get. And I was kind of just stuck spinning on a hamster wheel. And eventually I decided I really needed to take a different approach. And so I completely changed my approach to my own money mindset work and to how I decided to remove limiting beliefs about money. And it really, really worked. It was like the floodgates suddenly opened and everything just became easy. And that's when I went from having been a single mum on welfare to then building my own business in finance, which took off, won awards. I had a leveraged multiple six-figure income, bought the house of my dreams, bought a beachfront apartment and other investment properties, started traveling the world, got paid to speak and still get paid to speak on the stages of some of my heroes and mentors, and life really drastically changed. And what's more, I've been sharing these practices and everything I learned with my students, and it also helped them create really abundant and joyful lives and businesses so they can show up and fully be all that they were born to be. And we do it the simple and easy way. So in this video, I'm going to share with you the top three mindset traps that people can fall into when it comes to looking to remove limiting beliefs about money. Number one, having a giant daily checklist of mindset practices that you feel you have to do before you're allowed to even start your day. And what you're doing there when you say that I cannot possibly attract abundance until I've done my journaling, recited my goals, written them out 500 times, stared at my vision board while brushing my teeth, looked at it again while I was pulling on my socks, then visualized myself in all those wonderful places. When you put that giant checklist in front of you, yourself, and put it between you and the abundance you want, you're actually telling yourself that you have to work really hard to get what you want, and that the more you do, the more you will get in return. And that's kind of the opposite to what it is we're looking to do. So the second way that people really get in their own way and kind of screw it up with their mindset practices when it comes to wanting to remove limiting beliefs about money is they get really addicted to mindset work. So I have a very unladylike saying around that. And it basically goes, don't go digging in your crap just for the sake of it. You'll just come up smelly. Because the thing is that the more you look, the more you'll find. And if you start consistently looking for limiting beliefs and then spending the time working on them, and then you look for more, you're going to keep finding more and more and more. And it'll take up all your time. It'll take up all your focus. And worst of all, you will convince yourself that you are broken, that there is something wrong with you, and that you cannot have the abundance you want until you've sorted this stuff out. So they're the first two ways that most people just kind of press pause on allowing abundance to flow to them. And there is a third one I want to share with you, and it's actually the biggest mindset trap of all. But first, I want to know just the couple that I've talked about, which resonate with you? I would love you to share with me in the comments below. So let's talk about the number one way that people really get themselves in trouble, that they keep themselves stuck with their actual mindset practices when they're trying to remove limiting beliefs about money. And it's simply that they do not allow themselves to graduate energetically to the next level. So it kind of shows up in ways like this. When you first get started on this journey, you know, you start to look for the evidence of abundance around you and you celebrate all of it. But eventually you need to graduate on from going, oh my God, that's so amazing. Somebody just paid me whatever they paid me to do this work, to feeling quite comfortable and normal about it and starting to look forward to the next level of abundance. Because think about it, millionaire you, as I like to call it, that next more abundant version of you, would they run around the house yelling, screaming and high-fiving everyone for a $100 sale or a $50 sale or a $20 sale? They probably wouldn't. They would acknowledge it. They would feel grateful. Absolutely. Because trust me, one of the keys to really letting the money flow is to appreciate and acknowledge every cent. But it's the way you do it. If you treat it like it's some big unexpected windfall, then that's energetically what you're putting out there and what you're training yourself into. Whereas the abundant, the millionaire you version of you would go, I so appreciate every single cent and it feels totally natural and normal and I look forward to more. So it's a much more relaxed and chilled kind of place to be. And this is the number one way that I see people hold themselves back, because literally you're not allowing yourself to graduate to the next level, the next version of you. Now you can see that all of this really comes down to making things a whole lot easier, to making things a whole lot simpler. What you want to do is constantly look at how can I simplify my money manifesting and my money mindset work. And I've created a special free masterclass to help you do exactly that. So jump on the link in the description and watch that now if you haven't caught it yet. And if you enjoyed this video, be sure to like, subscribe, share it with your friends. It's time for you to embrace your unlimited potential and you're absolutely ready to take the next step. I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Bye for now.